This is Shira. She's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Did she get dumped because of her hygiene? Does she expect her husband to be a stay-at-home dad? Or did she used to be a man? We'll unzip this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. Singles air out their dirty laundry for a chance to come clean for love. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's a dance teacher from Israel. Please welcome Shira. Hi, Shira. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So what kind of guy are you looking for?
Well, Jerry, I'm a very creative person.
Yes.
I love choreographing. I'm looking for a person who's loyal, honest, and be more than willing to take a dance class with me, especially ballet, in a pink tights.
Okay. I don't know if they want to dance, but we'll find out.
Okay.
Like all of us, they do have some baggage. Ready for that?
Right.
Let's meet him. He's a waiter from Dallas, Texas. Say hello to Sonny.
Hi, Shira. When I walk into a room, I bring in the sunshine. I don't know about the other guys, but the first option is the best one.
Up next, he's a public relations rep from Los Angeles. Show some love for Brad.
Hey, Shira. You should know I'm the kind of guy that you want to bring home to meet Mom and Dad, and I will dance with you anytime.
And finally, he's a student from Paris, France. Say hello to David.
Shira, I love your name. It reminds me of Sherry in French. It means sweetheart. And God, she's beautiful.
All right. Well, as you can see, our three guys brought their small, medium, and large bags, each holding a shocking secret that gets bigger with each bag. This way, Shira can determine in just minutes if he's a twit or a good fit. Gentlemen, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Sonny. Sleep on Superman sheets. Let's hope he's not faster than a speeding bullet.
Well, that's kind of cute. On the other hand, it is too childish.
Sonny?
Well, of all the superheroes and people to emulate, Superman is the best role model, and even for little kids. Superman's part of my life. Even brought a little something, you know? And it's not childish, because his name is Superman, not Superboy.
Brad, please reveal your baggage. My parents think I'm gay. Well, you were looking for someone who you wanted to take to ballet class.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking about. On the other hand, maybe he just didn't bring the right woman to his parents' house.
My parents are very sweet people, but very traditional. Never introduced them to girlfriends I've met in the past. And combined with a couple of off-color jokes, they just didn't quite get it. But clearly, I'm not straight.
All right. Oh, my God.
David, please reveal your baggage. Wear tights in public. That ballet class is filling up quickly.
Well, tights is good for my ballet class, but that's gonna embarrass me and humiliate me in public.
Yeah, why would you wear tights in public?
Oh, because I think they look really good and I can show it to you.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. Three really nice guys. But I tell you what, up next, Shira rejects someone's baggage. Plus, one guy really knows how to heat things up. Find out who right after this. where dating is an open and shut case. Now, earlier we saw the gentleman's smallest baggage. We've got Sonny, who sleeps on Superman sheets. Brad, whose parents think he's gay. And David, who wears tights in public. Sure, it's time for the deal break around, and that means exposing an even bigger piece of baggage. Now, we've placed their bags here randomly, and when Shiri decides which one isn't right for her, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time now to reveal more baggage. Bag number one. I've never had a relationship longer than 2 months. I've got milk that lasts longer. That's not. Bag number two. I was fired from a coffee shop for spiking drinks. Fired? Well, they obviously had grounds. Bag number three. I manscaped my crotch with fire.
Oh, no.
When he goes to the doctor and says it burns down there, it burns down there. I'm just telling you. That's true. Thank God he's got a hose down there. I'll tell you that. All right, I manscaped my crotch with fire.
Very crazy, very dangerous. Not for me.
I was fired from a coffee shop for spiking drinks.
Yes, well, that's kind of nasty. I wouldn't do it to people.
Okay. I've never had a relationship longer than 2 months.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I'm 27 and I'm looking to get married, yeah. And I don't want to have someone who's not willing to commit. That's not for me.
But the good news is, by the time the relationship ends, you'll still be 27.
Right.
Shira, which one of these is your deal breaker? Because when one of these guys claims that particular bag, well, he'll be going home.
Okay. Jerry, my deal breaker is... the guy that manscaped his crotch with fire.
Gentlemen, it is time to claim your baggage. Superman? What? Yeah, what happened?
Well, you know when you singe people your hair and, you know, people use wax and all things, but it's actually easy to brush off and it's not allowed to, you don't have to worry about nicking yourself or anything like that, so.
Oh.
And I'm very safe.
Did you ever have to call Superman to put out the fire?
No.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but it is time to pack up and go. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. You heard the song, Come On Baby, Let Me Light Your Fire, but obviously you're not going to get that with me.
Sorry. Okay, two guys remain. We've got David, who was fired from a coffee shop for spiking drinks, and Brad, who has never had a relationship longer than 2 months. Gentlemen, won't you please join us over on the hot seat?
And this is my biggest baggage. It's okay you didn't pick me, Shira, because I was checking out the better-looking cougar in the front row the entire time.
Now, Shira, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Now let's hear what the guys have to say. Brad has never had a relationship longer than 2 months.
Maybe he's gay.
Brad?
You know, at the end of the day, I've just never met the right woman. I'm a hopeless romantic, but maybe today my luck has changed.
Oh, there you go. And... David was fired from a coffee shop for spiking drinks.
It's a really heinous thing to do. It's deceitful, and, you know, what else is he going to be lying about?
Well, first of all, it was for my friends. They would give me more money to, like, give them whatever they want inside. That's it.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, it is time for your close-up. Now I'm going to give you a few rapid-fire questions that will help Sherry get to know you better. We're going to start with Brad. So, Brad, please step into the hot spot. Broadway musical title best describes your love life? Wicked, Promises, Promises, or Rent?
Wicked.
What was the last thing you Googled?
Baseball scores.
What's your favorite thing to do on a weekend afternoon?
I love to go hiking in Santa Monica Mountains.
If you owned a strip club, what would you call it?
Chasing Tail.
Finish this sentence. After a date with me, Shira will tell her friends...
I met the man of my dreams last night.
Oh, very nice. Brad, have a seat. Shira, what do you think of his answers?
Well, it's sweet. I like the man of my dream answer. I kind of didn't like the baseball scores. Bores me. Oh.
David, please step into the hot spot. Would you prefer to see Shira wearing your bathrobe, your boxers, or your favorite T-shirt?
My favorite T-shirt. The French team of soccer.
What's the strangest job you've ever had?
Making samples at the grocery store.
What is your sexual prerequisite?
Well, at the age of 26, I have to say, I really have to be loved.
Shira is a dance teacher. Show her a move she's never seen. Oh. Thank you. Shira, what do you think of his answers?
I like the dancing. He incorporated ballet movements, so that was great.
Okay, but I don't want you to make up your mind just yet because you haven't seen Brad and David's biggest baggage, and that could really shake things up. And don't forget, Shira has her own baggage, too. Did she get dumped because of her hygiene? Does she expect her husband to be a stay-at-home dad? Or did she used to be a man? Reveal the truth when we come back. Welcome back to Baggage. I'm here with Shira, a dance teacher looking for a new leading man. Now, two single gentlemen are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and, well, Shira has to make her final decision. Will she choose Brad, who can't maintain a relationship because his folks think he's gay? Or David, who loves tights and his coffee spiked? Gentlemen, it is time to reveal your biggest piece of baggage. Brad. I slept with my girlfriend's twin sister. He's not gay.
Obviously, he's not loyal.
Maybe he didn't know it was the twin.
Yeah, right. That's gonna be very hard for me to deal with. But maybe he did get confused.
Right.
It's exactly as you said, Jerry. I was with my girlfriend on a family vacation. Apparently, her sister had a little too much to drink, seduced me, and I didn't know. Biggest mistake of my
life. Are you serious? You didn't know?
No.
You really didn't?
No. It was embarrassing.
When did you find out it wasn't your girlfriend?
Later that night, when I went to go have sex with my actual girlfriend.
Wait, so you went back to the place and said, let's do it again, and she said, what do you mean again?
Actually, that was pretty much exactly how the conversation went.
David, please reveal your baggage. Oh, I'm homeless.
not taking you home. What's your concern?
I'm just saying.
If he's a hard worker,
yeah,
and he's very motivated, then that will be something that could work for me. On the other hand, I don't want to sponsor him. I don't want to pay for his food. I don't want to pay for his housing. So he's got to be more than willing to work.
Is this temporary? You're down on your luck?
I'm planning to get my own like bedroom probably in the beginning of the semester because I got like some money from school. So yeah, it's of course temporary.
It's just temporary. He's in school now. He's good. All right, Brad. Tell Shira why she should choose you and not David.
Shira, I think you're looking for a boyfriend and a partner who's going to be able to take care of you, not somebody who, in the morning, has to use the bathroom at 7-Eleven to clean up.
David, tell Shira why she should choose you and not Brad.
Because I have hope, and I know I'm going to do something in the future. That's why I'm going to school first place. And, gosh, I really believe in love. That's why I'm waiting all that time.
Shira, it is time to choose. Will it be Brad, whose parents think he's gay, has never had a relationship longer than 2 months, and who slept with his girlfriend's twin sister? Or will it be David, who wears tights in public, was fired from a coffee shop for spiking drinks, and who is homeless?
Brad. Again, the sleeping with the twin sister thing, I didn't buy it.
Oh.
On the other hand, you're a nice person. We'll have to consider your baggage. David is a great dancer. I can definitely take him to my dance classes. On the other hand, who's going to support me?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's fair. Shira, it is time to send one of these guys packing.
Sorry. Brad, you have too much baggage.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brad, but it is time to pack up and go.
Sorry.
It's all right. I think it's a huge mistake, but you're certainly welcome to do it. I hope you and your dancing buddy are happy.
But good for you, David and Shira. David here for a nice date, but the tables have turned, and now, of course, it is his decision. What's the secret in Shira's big red bag? Did she get dumped because of her hygiene? Does she expect her husband to be a stay-at-home dad? Or did she used to be a man? David, of these three possibilities, which would be the toughest one for you to have to accept?
Well, as a straight man, I would say if she were a man, that would be a big baggage, man.
Yeah.
Because I never had, like, boom, boom with another, like...
Yeah. Well, let's find out what it is.
Okay.
Shira, please reveal your baggage. David, what are your concerns about that?
It's just, there's no way. I'm an active guy. I can't just stay home. It's no way. I'll go nuts.
Now, explain why he has to be, or whoever your husband is, has to be a stay-at-home dad.
Well, I'm a very career-oriented woman, and I need the support. And I don't want to get a nanny. I want to get my husband to watch the kids, to cook, for me to work hard and get this career done.
Respect. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's my question to you, David.
Yes, sir.
I want you to look at Shira and I want you to tell her whether or not you can accept her baggage.
Shira, I can't take your baggage.
I'm sorry, Shira, but it's time to pack up and go. Thank you so much. Good luck to you. Thank you. Well, remember, there are all kinds of baggage. When it comes to love, sometimes it's just a little too heavy to carry. We'll see you next time.
I'm so happy that he didn't accept my baggage. I want a 2-year-old. I don't want to date a 2-year-old.